Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei dovei omei nu, se-i nechelechei nu de soi rosă ho. Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei dovei omei nu, ira tu-n mira bună pără soi. Cei bune băiți amici doși, din ei robei omei nu, ira tu-n mira bună pără soi.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. In the background, we hear the great Moshe Kusevitzky with Shei Bono Beis Hamikdash. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first hour, and we'll have a little mixture coming up for the second hour. And I think that it's certainly appropriate with Hanukkah just 2.5 weeks away. 2.5 weeks, can you imagine? It's just around the corner. So let's hear Jan Pierce with the Hanukkah Brachas.
Sonissim la vos eno, Bei mir moheim, was man hasse.
Jan Pierce. Yeah, he was pretty good, wasn't he? Okay, Moshe Schur. He was born and raised in Montreal, Canada, into a Chabad family with a long tradition of Baalei Tefillah. As a child, he learned Nusach from his father, Reb Zalman, and he was a cantor of the 8th Jacob Congregation in Los Angeles. Since 1995, he served as, or was serving as cantor of Beth Israel Beth Aaron Congregation of Montreal. Let's hear a couple of selections of Moshe Schur. We'll start with Esau Einai, Cantor Schur.
Joy may is
השמש שלו יקקום ויורח
That's Cantor Moshe Shur, accompanied by Stephen Glass from Montreal, a very famous accompanist and arranger. Let's hear Moshe Shur with another selection, Shoma Vatismach.
Tismach tzioi v'atagel no b'nois Yehuda leman mishpotecha Yad Hashem Eloyin Male kol haaretz Me'ayin Naleiza Al kol Eloykim Oh, it is a
Cantor Moshe Shur. Many of you know that recently I've been featuring Simon Cohen and his new album. While I was in Israel, I had the pleasure of meeting him in Ariel. Let's hear a brief interview with Simon Cohen. Again, it was while I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago. Very pleased to have with me Simon Cohen, who, as you know, is one of my favorite chazanim of the chazanim in Israel and perhaps in the world.
Thank you, John.
You know, I featured his recent CD, which has been very, very well received. We are sitting at the Eshel HaShomron Hotel in Ariel, and shalom.
Good evening, shalom. Welcome to Israel.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Lovely to have you here.
Simon, tell my audience a little bit about your background and how you got started in Chazanis.
Well, I actually started off very young. My grandfather was both a Rav and a Chazan, Rabbi Spector, in London, in the East End. And benching at our house from a very young age, benching is Birchat HaMazon, was always an orchestral event. My father's a bass, my brother's a tenor. I think Jeremy, you know
sure,
well.
Of course.
My sister's an alto, my mother's a soprano. So people used to come to us, very often secular people used to come to us just for benching.
Wow. You know,
it was a special, and when we got to Nahal Yisi, it was like one of these special moments that I, as a child, cherish these memories. Today, people tend, particularly in Israel, to bench quietly and not to sing. My kids know benching, but kids today are more interested in just let's bench and go and do something else. Anyway,
right.
So I was surrounded by music as a child, particularly classical music. My father is a bass, very powerful bass opera singer, and he sang in the Zemel and Pro Musica Chorus in the Royal Festival Hall, in the Albert Hall, in the Barbican. And as a child, every Sunday used to take me to classical concerts and also to Chazanis concerts. And I have to tell you, as a child, I found them all rather boring. But today I'm very pleased that he took me to all of those concerts, because it's somewhere in the Machsan, somewhere in my storage unit, in my head. And it had an effect, a profound effect, on the way that I sing music and I listen to things, and the way that I try to use my musicality in and apply that to Chazanis. So I was surrounded by music as a child. I used to play the piano.
Oh.
And I think I got to grade 6, and then I got bored. And but I always used to sing at home with my brother, who's a tremendous pianist. And then, university, I got married, I came to Israel, and Shabbos was always Zemiris on the table, was always a very musical event, but nothing more than that. And about 12 years ago, I was at a friend for Shabbos, and he was studying the Tel Aviv Cantorian Institute with Naftali.
Oh, Taki.
Tacky sounds very tacky in
English.
Tel Aviv Cantorian Institute.
Cantor
yes,
Institute.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you're right, it is tacky. It's quite. It's not a
tacky. Not tacky with
it's
a
not
CK.
A tacky place,
no,
yes.
No, okay,
yeah, right. Which is a tremendous institution, really is. And Naftali Herstig, Cantor Naftali Herstig, obviously leads that together with Raymond and with all the other teachers there, Chaim Feifel. And he said, "You have to come." He heard me singing Zemiris, and he said, "You know, you just sang a top C." And I said to him, "Okay." And he said, "There aren't many people who can sing top C's." And I said, "Okay." He said, "No, you have to come and learn to be a chazan." I said, "Why would I want to do that? I have a good life." "No, you have to eat tishma." So I said, "Okay, you know." So I came. It took about a year for me to actually get there until I got hold of Naftali, and he got back to me. And the first evening I came in, they were at the stage of doing choir practice. And I walk in, and they're singing all sorts of stuff that I knew as a child.
Right.
not the Raymond Goldstein arrangements.
Of course, his arrangements are...
Obviously, what they call in England the Blue Book, the famous Blue Book, which all the United Synagogues in England sing from. And I came in, and Naftali said, "Oh, I know you. Your father was a bass for me in my choir in London."
Really?
And immediately identified me and was very warm and friendly and welcoming, and everybody else. There's a wonderful atmosphere in the school. Really, it's not like eat or be eaten in that school. That's something that Naftali really manages to actually really push in the school. You have to be a mensch. If you're not a mensch, it doesn't help. You can have a good voice, but if you're not a mensch, you're not going to last ever very long. Anyway, so I started singing, and Naftali said, "Wow, in 2 weeks we have a concert in Migdal David." And I said, "Yes." He said, "I want you to sing Zacharti Lach, Lewandowski Zacharti Lach. You're English, you can sing this classical Zacharti Lach." And I was like, "Well, I sang it as a child. I'm not sure I can sing it as an adult." He said, "No, you'll be okay." So 2 weeks later, I find myself on stage in Migdal David, white as a sheet. And from there, I just started getting orders and bookings and Shabbatot Chazanot and weddings and chuppot and concerts. And I'm very grateful to Dr. Mordechai Sobel, who about 6 years ago, I think, spotted me and said, "Taiti, you come with me." And he's put me on stage with the Israel Philharmonic, which is such a privilege to sing with.
Yes.
And he's also helped me develop my cantorial understanding. You know, in the school, they teach you nusach. I had just the traditional English nusach of davening Shacharis and Musaf and Rosh Hashanah and Shalosh Regalim. And I knew that there was a difference in the Adon Olam for each one and a different Shir HaMalas. This I knew, but really to understand it in depth, in the school, they taught us. Raymond worked with me tremendously on concert performing.
Raymond Goldstein. For my listeners, who is absolutely a fantastic arranger. Just as an aside, I was at the Great Synagogue this past Shabbos, and he was leading the choir because Jaffe couldn't make it, and he's superb in many ways.
He's a tremendous teacher. He doesn't cut. He doesn't cut anything. He tells you exactly what he thinks, which is good for me.
Yes.
I'm British, and I enjoy being told exactly what you need to hear.
Right.
Doesn't mess around. But he has the ability to create music with harmonies that just make the hairs on the back of your head stand up. And he really makes music. Mm-hmm. And when you sing together with Raymond Goldstein, you feel like you're just stepping one level up above everything else in the room. It becomes a spiritual event. And if you then add the meaning of the tefillahs that you're davening, it's something incredible. Very difficult to actually put into words. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Anyway, so in the school, we taught nusach and solfege and concert performing and how to sing in a choir, which obviously the truth is I already had a lot of experience with. And then you've got to go on stage, and you've got to go from the stage of singing in the choir with Naftali to getting an opportunity to doing a solo here and there with Naftali to then being a chazan.
Yes.
And there's a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately, unfortunately... the Chazonos world in Israel is much more concert based. There are lots of Shabbatot Chazanot, but between you and me, they're concerts as well.
Yes.
To have a real Chazan who comes to shul and davens 8 o'clock in the morning, that's not Hashkoma, that's the time they actually start in Israel davening.
Right.
8 o'clock, and to finish by 10:30, 11 o'clock, he can't do everything that's written in the book. And these Shabbatot Chazanot, they're like concerts. People get there at 7:30, and they don't start at Shochenad. They start at Adheina. They want Adheina, and all the way through every single piece in the book. And the chazan, by the time he finished Musaf, he's complete shmata.
Right.
He's only finished. So, I do these Shabbatot Chazanot sometimes.
In Israel.
In England, it's a completely different, completely different feel. They want a couple of pieces in Shacharis, a couple of pieces in Musaf, and they're so happy.
Right.
They're just so happy. In Israel, they want blood. Amash. They want blood. They want the chazan to really give. If we paid for you, sing every song in the book, and we don't mind. And they'll have a break between shachar and musaf.
Right.
So you get to this stage where the chazonus in Israel is predominantly today not so much at the Omud, it's in the concerts.
Yes.
In the concert halls. And Sobo really took me and put me on stage with the Israel Philharmonic, invited me five years in a row. And then once I was there, everybody else saw me and said, wow, Simon Cohen. And yes. I got invitations all over the world.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the last year the Yuval series has been put on hold for all sorts of government funding problems, but please God, this year it's coming back. But since then, I've been performing all around the world. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Rome. I took a choir of 16 guys to Rome with Mayor Briskman, who was the conductor. I appeared a few months ago, 6 months ago, 7 months ago in Venice. And before that, in Capri, I took Ophir Sobol, Mordechai's son, who's also a tremendous conductor. He can conduct symphony orchestra tremendously well. Yes. We had the Rhone Symphony Orchestra, Bocelli, and me for a chuppah.
For a chuppah?
For a chuppah. You know, I get taken to these exotic places to do chuppahs because I can connect with secular Jewish people who want something which is spiritual. But they don't want it to whine and go on for hours and hours.
Right.
So I give them some chazonas, but it's normally more modern stuff. And Bocelli, by the way, he was at the chuppah, but he did the event after. He did the dinner, and I did the chuppah. We were supposed to sing Conte Partiro, which I think in English is Time to Say Goodbye, to Boi V'Shalom. He was going to do in Italian, but the Rav said, Tishma, he's doing Italian. So really my world of chazana started as a small child affected by my parents and my brothers and my grandfather. Mm-hmm. All the way through, and then suddenly Naftali took me, lifted me up, gave me a wonderful education, then Sobol, and then since then it's just been, I've thank God been inundated with bookings. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I have a wonderful community in London, Mill Hill, with Rabbi Shochat, who...
Right. You've been doing that for a few years.
I've been in Mill Hill now. I think this is my fourth year. Before that, I was in Birmingham for 3 years, in Manchester for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't get you to South Africa yet.
No, I haven't actually been to South Africa yet. I've had a couple of times they wanted me to come, and I had other events. But Colin Shachat, who I do a lot of gigs with, he's promised me that we're gonna get there. So thank God, I feel very blessed. Because it's wonderful to earn a parnasa from something that you're talented in and something that you love and that you can do.
Yes.
And I feel very blessed that I'm able to do it. You know?
Well, your new CD is so wonderful and excellent. I've featured it the last few weeks on my program. And I know that your new CD is doing extremely well.
Thank God, it's unbelievable. I was told nobody buys CDs anymore. But for some reason, people are buying this CD. It's,
yes. The CD is not over yet. Cassettes, yes, and records, yes.
There are lots of downloads on iTunes.
You know? Oh, yes.
Lots of downloads on iTunes, and people go into my website and download from there. I think there have been as many downloads as there have been actual purchases of CDs.
What is your website?
It's cantorsimoncohen.com. CantorSimonCohen.com, or just do a search in Google and go into the store, and you can download it from there. But the album itself is a very special album. It's recorded with orchestra from Hungary and from Prague.
Uh-huh.
And there are lots of very interesting compositions.
Yes.
On
yes.
the CD. Here we got one here in front of us.
Uh-huh.
So I have to say that what I tried to do was also to introduce new pieces that haven't actually been recorded yet.
Right.
So my favorite piece, which maybe the other people who wrote the arrangements and the pieces may not like this, but my favorite piece is the David Kusovitsky Alzos, which... maybe you'll cut in. You'll take this interview, and at that point, maybe you'll play that. But that's up to you.
No, sounds a good
it actually
plan.
It's the arrangement was written not by Mordechai or by Eliyahu, who wrote the glorious Baruch Hashanah on this CD, but this was written by Ophir, his son. Let me just make sure that I'm right. Yes. Two Stars is, yes, I'm correct. It was written by Ophir.
Yes, and it starts, very talented.
Very, very talented. And it starts off creating this incredible atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it was originally written by David Kusevitsky, and the piano arrangement that came with it had very interesting chords and very interesting harmonies. And he's taken it and he's adjusted it to make it a little more palatable to the normal ear. Because the chords and the arrangement was highly intelligent, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. Now the music is highly palatable and very sophisticated. Listen to it. It's a wonderful piece.
I've been through this many times, and in my car I play it over and over and over again. It is terrific. Simon, just a couple of other thoughts. Where do you see, you've mentioned that here in Israel, it seems that Chazanis is more on the stage rather than in the shul. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we can get it back into the shul? I know there's a problem in the United States. It's people want to rush through the davening and get to the Kiddush, or it's a difficulty, not just in Israel, but I think in the United States also.
Look, I think in Dafke in New York and in Canada, the Chazonim are actually coming back into shuls. Yanky Lemmer's just got a new job in the Lincoln Center. They actually approached
Lincoln
me.
Square.
Lincoln Square. Yes. They actually approached me for that, but I didn't want to come and live in New York. I wanted to live in Israel. And I know that we've got Nathanael Hershtig, yeah, and Chaim David Berzin and Zevi Muller. They're all like unbelievable. Each one of them is like, yes, unbelievable people and unbelievable Chazonim.
Yes.
And I'm really pleased that they are all there and they're all doing so well and all so successful. And they're not only Chazonim, they're intelligent Chazonim, which means they know what to sing and when. One of the major problems that we have in Israel, I think anywhere in the world, is that the minute you say to somebody he's a chazan, they're like, well, if he's going to daven, I'm going downstairs to the other minion, because they think the guy's going to go on, right, and why. But these guys, and I think Naftali students, a lot of them, he teaches, you're a shelich tzibur before you're a chazan. Shelich tzibur means a messenger of the tzibur, messenger of the congregation. Listen to your market. You have to understand marketing when you're a chazan as well, because you need to take them with you and their tefillahs up to the Eibishter. And if you don't listen to the people with you and you just go on and on and on, they're not going to ask you to come back. They're going to get bored. They're going to disconnect. And our job is really to connect. So these chazonim, they're connecting. They are continuing the tradition of chazonis in an intelligent way, and they're doing really very well. In Israel, we have Chaim Adler, obviously, who is unbelievable,
yes,
and he's a tremendous inspiration, I think, to anybody who's 35 or 40, like me, and say, well, he's 70, whatever, and he's just four, like, right, 74, and yeah. Baruch Hashem, Kanayna, Ad Me'ever Sum, he's unbelievable. Vocal stamina and abilities.
It's and a mensch, too.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a rov. He's not just a chazan. He's a rov. I've done many concerts with him, and it's always a pleasure. So he is probably one of the only full-time, and I think we've got a couple of other chazonim, but Akiva Zimmerman said to me 8 years ago, after I got a standing ovation in a concert, he said, Shakoyach, but do you realize that you just killed another shteller? I said to him, Akiva Zimmerman, for those of you who don't know, is the archaeologist of Chazonas,
yes,
right? I think that's the best way. He knows everything about everybody anytime in the last 200 years.
No
what Moshe Kusevitsky ate just before he went on stage. And anyway, and I didn't understand why he meant that. And he said, you realize every time you do a concert and people enjoy it, they are going to enjoy Chazan less in shul, and we're going to want to say, I'm going to come to a concert and not go to the shtetl.
By the way, it was very interesting. I recently played a tape of Moshe Shulhoff, who was giving a lecture on Nusach for the high holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And in his discussion, his preamble, he said, first and foremost, the Chazan has to be able to daven at the umid.
And
that's where you separate the men from the boys.
He's right, and he was very good at that. He visited a number of times Renana, where I live.
Uh-huh.
He came in quite a few times, and he can definitely daven at the Amud. And he was, Zichrono Livrocha, a clever chazan, because he knew the right amount.
Uh-huh.
And he was, I think he was trained by Eshel, right?
I'm not sure. But,
right, okay.
So well, I think Stern, maybe it was Eschenholz.
So it's very sad that he's no longer with us. It's really strange.
It is. It's surreal.
It doesn't feel real. But getting back to the point that you were making, we actually starting in our community within the next few months together with some of the young students in the Cantorial Institute to just bring one every couple of months just to Daven, so that the younger guys there know that Arba'im Shana is not a Karlibach tune, but their Arba'im Shana Akut Bador is not something that one should be particularly happy about, right? It's something that where the music needs to translate and needs to express what we're saying. And if everybody in Shul's doing this Karlibach football music, then it's a problem. You know, it's great for communal singing, and there's a place to put in a couple of Karlibach, but when a chazan starts off and thinks that Nusach is Karlibach, we're in trouble. And unfortunately, I think if you ask most of the Kippah Sugah 25-year-olds to 15-year-olds in Israel to Daven Friday night, they have not got a clue. They think right. It's...
Yeah, well, this whole issue of Nusach is something that has to be... learned, and I think I am guilty myself in not being quite knowledgeable about Nusach so that I can speak intelligently about it, but we'll leave that for another discussion.
Okay. All right.
In any event, some closing thoughts. It's so wonderful to be with you here in the Holy Land.
Yes.
Some closing thoughts.
Okay. I have to say that I think that Chazonus is developing. There was a revival about 10 years ago, thanks to Helfgott and to Benny, your partner, Benny Rogoznitsky, who does a tremendous, tremendous job. And I think it's developing, and I think that we need to be versatile. We need to stay true to the roots, but we need to listen to our audience. We need to make sure that we machadesh, that we renew, that we bring new things. And I think if there's anybody out there listening to this, I think the most important thing that we need to find is somebody who's prepared not just to regurgitate over and over again, albeit with your extra bit of style or your different, a little bit of panache here or there. That's to try to actually write some new music, which is chazonus, which takes the holy words from the tefillahs and actually turns them into a piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, today there aren't many, and none of my peers are actually doing that. And there are some of them that are musical enough to do it. And I urge you guys, if you're listening, let's try and go to that. Let's try and get there. Let's, in the next 10 years, try to have at least 10 new cantorial pieces, not just taking another Yosef, another Kosovitsky,
right,
another...
Right, regurgitating.
I think that's something that's important.
Well, Simon, I thank you so much for taking the time to share these thoughts with us, and I look forward to hearing more wonderful things in the future with your wonderful talent.
It's very nice for flying 10,000 miles to come to interview me. Thank you very much.
Okay, shalom.
Okay, that was Simon Cohen, and you heard him mention this Al Zois from his recent album. Let's hear it. Simon Cohen.
Zemir oy shiyeroy, 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 zemir oy Besim cho rabo, besim cho rabo,
Wow, Simon Cohen. The next selection is from his previous CD. We'll hear Ad Haenor, the composition by Himmelstein. No, it's not the Rosenblatt Ad Haenor, but an equally very, very beautiful selection.
Oh,
Well, you heard that was at a live performance, Simon Cohen with Adhenor. Marcel Lang, he was born in 1956. He died at a very young age in 2009. Let's see, he's 40. He was 53 years old. He was a Swiss cousin, a tenor, born in Basel into a family in which the East European Jewish tradition of Chazanut was cultivated. Beginning in the late 70s, Marcel Lang was the cantor in the Jewish community of Zurich and a number of small synagogues. From 82 to 91, he was senior cantor at the Jewish community in Basel. He then worked as the permanent guest cantor in the Jewish community of Dusseldorf. How do you like that? Dusseldorf. Before returning to the Jewish community in Zurich in 2004. In addition, he performed in concerts and worked as a teacher and so forth. Very interesting history. This recording is interesting that it's from Germany, and it was a two CD album from 1992 in Berlin, Patterns of Jewish Life. And we're going to hear Marcel Lang chanting Modim. Marcel Lang.
Hatoy, we kill a chlorophamefo. Hatoy. Amrachim ki lo isalu, ki lo isalu, chasudecho. Mei oilom, mei oilom, ki vinu lo.
Shibone beis ha-migdosh b'meiro ve'yomeiro Yiratu el mirabu l'kor toiv Shibone beis
ha-migdosh. Charlie Bernhardt, hope you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music. The 2 hours, yeah, some of you listened to the whole 2 hours. Yeah, that was Marcel Lang from Switzerland with Modim. And I want to remind you, I'll be letting you know forthcoming weeks, but December 7th, there's a concert at Lincoln Square Synagogue with Yanky Lemmer and Netanel Herstick. And on the 14th at Park East with Helfgott and, from the opera. I'll think of his name. I just recorded his father. Save the 14th. His father was a great chazan. I'll be playing more of it, and you'll hear the great Metropolitan Opera House tenor. It's a mystery one, okay? Anyway, that's what happens when you reach my age. Anyway, thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program, and don't forget to sign up for the cantorial calendar. Shikoff. You know, at my age, I don't mind forgetting as long as I remember. Yes, Neil Shikoff. Okay.